Verse 3 now of chapter 2 of Ruth. She went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. Now, hap here is a word of chance. We get from this old Elizabethan word, we get the word perhaps. In fact, happiness comes from the same stem. Happiness depends on what happens. And the word happens comes from. It's a word of chance. And it was her hap. She just went out of Bethlehem, walked down the road of Bethlehem, looked in this field and that field, hesitated to go here and hesitated to go there, and finally went in the fields of Boaz. And while she's going down, I'm sure that somebody's going to say, especially some of these super pious folk, oh, you must have the leading of the Lord. And certainly, there must have been a green light down there. Well, there wasn't any. And certainly, the Lord must have put an arrow down there pointing into the field of Boaz. No, there wasn't. Well, then surely an angel spoke out of heaven and told Ruth, go into the field of Boaz. And there wasn't. It was by chance, as far as she was concerned. She didn't know what field to go in. God hadn't revealed it to her. She had prayed about this. You know, she's come to know the living and true God, and she has a real testimony, we'll find out, in Bethlehem in a few moments. And this girl, when she went out into that road of Bethlehem, she didn't know where to go in. And she'd had no dream the night before that told her to go into the field. And actually, the angels of heaven, they've climbed to the battlement of heaven, and they're looking over, holding their breath. Friends, because if she doesn't go in the right field, you just well tell the shepherds not to come down to Bethlehem, stay with their flocks. Jesus won't be born in Bethlehem, and send word to the wise men, don't come, because Jesus won't be born in Bethlehem. Well, somebody says, for a thing that important, I think that God would be on the job there, giving her a road map and showing it. No, no, that's not the way he did it, friends. She'd prayed about it, and God used the circumstances to lead them. Now, I want to say this. We have today a lot of folk that say that you must have clear leading for every step that you make. I disagree with you. A great many people say, well, I've heard testimonies of people of how the Lord led them and showed them, and I know a man that is always talking about the Lord has just showed him. And I've often wondered how he did it, but nevertheless, he says, the Lord has just showed me. The Lord has led me. And I think the Lord leads him to certain restaurants to eat. I think he leads him to go down this street instead of the next street. May I say to you that that discourages a great many, especially new Christians today, that don't get that kind of leading. And I know I'm speaking to a lot of you. Don't worry about that, because I think that we have a lot of saints that are just a little touched in the head, friends. They really didn't have a vision. They really didn't have a dream. They didn't hear an angel. They didn't see a message in the sky. That's not the way God leads today. He leads people in a very hard-headed manner, and that's through his word. And if you're willing to be led, and you'll step out, I think God will lead you. But you better make sure God's leading you, friend, before you begin to talk about this matter today. Now, this man that I referred to has made the greatest failure of life that any man that I know of could make, and yet he says the Lord led him. Well, I don't think the Lord leads like that. I think the Lord leads like he did in the matter of Ruth. And I think if you'd been along there that day and said to her, Ruth, you better be careful what field you go in. Well, she said, I am being careful. Well, then, why did you pick the field of Boaz? Well, she said, I picked it because I looked across the road on the other side, and there's nobody gleaning there. But in this field, there were a great many gleaning, and I took it for granted he must be a very generous man, or I wouldn't have gone in the field. And you and I, as, you know, fundamentalists today, we would said, now, you sure you didn't have the leading of the Lord? And she said, yes, I think I had the leading of the Lord. But I didn't see a vision. I didn't have a dream. Her hap was to go into the field. You see, that's the way God led. And that's the way God wants to lead you and me today, is keep us close to him. He's not going to hand you a road map. You know why? Because you put your nose in the road map and follow it. He wants you to follow him. He says, I'll guide them with mine eye. I'll lead them. But you have to be pretty close to him to be led, my friend. And you just can't run and grab it at the last minute when you get in trouble. This is something that I think is done over the years.